A couple of years ago, Ararat made headline news as the Victorian regional town waged a war on expanding waistlines. 5 years on, how has the population fared in keeping it off? Well, not so well, as it turns out. And doctors say it's a reflection of the challenges many regional towns face, where obesity rates are the highest in the nation and the public health services to help them are scant. Danny Grinlay visited Ararat and filed this report.
Katrina Pianta clearly remembers being a teenager when the local GP told her mother, "Your daughter needs to lose weight."
I just remember thinking, well, what do I do? How do I do this? That started a whole lifelong battle of what am I going to try next?
Derek Pope has been a GP in Katrina's hometown of Ararat, Western Victoria, for 35 years.
It's been estimated that somewhere around about 30% of our local population has a problem with obesity, and the services to treat it are just not available.
Katrina was referred to specialists in Melbourne. Then she went interstate, finding some success with a hormone specialist in Adelaide.
That was unsustainable.
It was also difficult to compete with hundreds of others vying to see a specialist.
These wait lists date as far back as 5-6 years or more.
Dr. Evan Atlantis led a study that examined the provision of specialist obesity services through Australia's public system. Only 16 public hospitals across the nation had any form of specialist obesity services, and none of them were in regional Australia.
It's very isolating, and when there's nowhere else to go for professional help, it's even more isolating. The bigger you get, the more you tend to stay indoors.
Katrina again found herself alone and at the mercy of a long list of diets and online programs. Then the weight loss television program Biggest Loser came to Ararat. What
have you done today? The Biggest Loser was going to be my very last time that I had to worry about my weight. That's where my life, my beautiful life, would take off. Well, I lost over 40 kilos, but walking out the door, that's where you leave the fantasy of reality TV behind.
5 years on, Katrina has put nearly all of the weight back on. She says she takes some responsibility for that, but needs help to keep it off.
It gets to a point where it's bigger than themselves.
This week, the Royal Australasian College of Physicians released a new position statement on obesity, pointing to a doubling of obesity rates in the past 40 years and recommending improved access to public-funded healthcare services.
We're not looking at a 12-week program. You're looking at people that need help possibly for the rest of their life.
Ararat resident Katrina Pianta ending that story from Danny Grinlay.